is Star Report with Sasha Star.
You know what? On that note,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to start with some fantastic news.
Yay.
Please.
There are two new Hollywood babies.
Oh. Wow. North and West.
Already taken. No, Rachel Weisz and Daniel Craig have welcomed their first child together.
So I was about to say that I was pretty sure they were already around, but anyway.
Well, they've been together. They've been married since 2011.
Okay.
They've never had children. Rachel has a 12-year-old son, and Daniel has a 26-year-old daughter.
Wow.
So this is their first child together, a little girl who was born this week. We don't have a name or anything yet.
Its name is Bond. Jamie Bond.
You know what? I think that James Bond has a new woman in his life. Mm-hmm. And I'm really curious to find out whether she likes her bottle shaken or stirred.
Yes.
Another celebrity baby belongs to Claire Danes and Hugh Dancy.
Whom are those people?
If you've ever seen Homeland, you'll know who Claire Danes is.
Okay.
She's the lead actress on that. And Hugh Dancy starred in the TV series Hannibal.
I literally have no idea who these people are or their TV series.
What?
Yeah.
Benji, I'm just disappointed.
You should.
So they already have a 5-year-old son named Cyrus. And now they have another little boy. So mazel tov to them. And moving along, away from all the children, I'm quite worried about Bono.
Well, he is getting on a bit in years.
Not for that specific reason. U2 was performing in Berlin over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And midway through their show, Bono lost his voice.
Oi.
Oh.
Completely lost his voice. Some people said that he had been coughing slightly, and then he apologized, and he said something along the lines of he thinks they should stop now, as it's not fair to the audience. And as I said, they cancelled the show mid-performance. The band members then released a statement afterwards apologizing, saying they don't know what's happened and they're taking medical advice. So I really hope Bono's okay.
I'd just like to point out that if I just leave the radio station in the middle of today's broadcast, there may or may not be a similar problem with what's going on there.
Does he mean Lindy and I haven't scared you off?
Yeah, exactly. Shame. Okay, well, you know, Bono, he helped out the third world so much. So
yes.
If we can just some thoughts and prayers for Bono's voice.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a beautiful day soon enough.
Oh, yeah. All right, what else is going on?
I told you last week how Catherine Kelly Lang, a.k.a. Brooke Logan, is in town. And now we know that she's going to appear on Issy Dingo.
Oh, no.
I still don't know what you're talking. Who's Brooke Logan?
The Bold and the Beautiful.
Brooke Logan?
She's going to be on Issy Dingo.
Yes.
I hate when they do
that's
that.
No, that's amazing. I bet the storyline was that in The Bold and the Beautiful, someone died, came back as a ghost, and then went to Africa to search for their ancestors and ended up on another soapy. That's the only possible storyline for that.
So she's apparently the storyline's been written to include her. I don't know if she's going to play herself or just someone else. She'll be on set tomorrow to film. So you can watch that on the 5th and the 6th.
Okay. So that's useful.
Finally, I mean,
that's a good excuse to watch Issy Dingo, I suppose.
I used to love Issy Dingo.
So why don't you love it
anymore?
I don't
know. No, because I stopped watching it. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Well, now you do, because there's a bold and beautiful character there.
Okay, now this story, I had to end with this because I'm just confused. Bless her. I don't know what else to say. The Conners, which is the spin-off of Roseanne's show, Roseanne.
I saw this.
Is airing.
I can't next month.
But she says, Roseanne, that she's not going to be watching. And there's a reason.
Okay.
She won't be in the country. Where's she off to? Israel.
So why? What did Israel do to deserve Roseanne? Seriously. Okay. I mean, come on, guys. We have enough problems. There's Hezbollah, there's Hamas, and now I have Roseanne.
So this is what she said to Rabbi Shmuley Boter, who's like her best friend. He's just her PR person. Because he features her on his show almost every other week. So she says, I have an opportunity to go to Israel for a few months and study with my favorite teachers over there. And that's where I'm going to go and probably move somewhere there and study with my favorite teachers. I've saved a few pennies, and I'm so lucky I can go. It's my great joy and privilege to be a Jewish woman.
Can we,
does she look, sound
can we call
like she's
up
going
BDS?
To SEM?
You know, they had such a terrible time with Jamie last week, and they got destroyed. And it was, you know, quite nice to watch. But maybe here's a way that they can redeem themselves, you know? Stop Roseanne going to Israel. Be a good Zionist. Okay, great.
I mean, is she going to SEM? Sounds
she's
like she's going
to sit on the beach. That's what she's going to do. She's going to eat the hummus, sit on the beach, and wail at the wall. She's doing.
Do they have Ambien in Israel?
Do they have Twitter? All right.
That's the story
for
today.
Every Zionist counts. That's my rule. Thank you so much, Sasha Starr. Sasha Starr will be back tomorrow with more of the great and the good and the bizarre coming out of Silicon Valley.